Howie Carr, a Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paper boy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Mar-a-Lago,
it's Howie Carr.
Welcome. Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. My new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops, it's going to be in-house on Wednesday. We'll start sending him out on Wednesday. You can order your copy, and I'll be back in town on the first weekend in December. And sign it. We're going to have a bunch of different book signings, and we're going to have a special VIP event in the studio Thursday, December 4th from 2 to 6. If you're interested in seeing the show, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on VIP. Each VIP will receive two books of their choosing. I assume one of them will be Mass Corruption, and then you get another one, and a T-shirt. These tickets will go fast. There's only 10 of them, so act quickly. HowieCarrShow.com. Click on VIP. 844-500-4242. You gotta take what I'm about to tell you with some degree of skepticism, because the New York Post is hysterical against Zohran Mamdani, as well they should be, as well they should be. Anyone who cares about New York or I cares about America should be against this guy. It's going to be a disaster if he gets in. But they have a new poll out from Suffolk University in Boston. It's Dave Paleologos' poll. He usually does a pretty decent job. He leans Democrat, obviously, being a Paleologos from Woburn, but still, he does a decent job. Headline, Andrew Cuomo narrows gap against Zohran Mamdani in New York City mayoral races. Dem socialist lead cut in half. The race has tightened considerably. According to the latest, this is after Eric Adams, the incumbent mayor, has gotten out. It is now down to 44% for the communist jihadist who wasn't even a U.S. citizen 6 years ago, to 34% for Andrew Cuomo, the corrupt former governor. 44 to 34. Mamdani had a 20-point lead in the prior poll that was conducted last month. Cuomo is now running roughly even among Hispanics after trailing Mamdani by 30 points in that demographic in the September poll. Cuomo leads among independents by 10 points, a dramatic flip from a month ago when he trailed Mamdani by 18 points. 7% of voters are still undecided. How can you be undecided? That's a recurring question as you get down to it. After, you know, these races get wall-to-wall 24/7 coverage and they're still undecided. Sliwa, the Republican candidate, remains a factor in the race. He and Cuomo are splitting the anti-Mamdani vote, making it harder to defeat the communist jihadist. Many of Sliwa's voters would back Cuomo if the red beret-clad guardian angel founder and cat owner were not in the race, the poll found. So this is what Paleologos said. He runs the polling outfit for Suffolk. There is one person in New York City whose voters have an outsized impact on the outcome. That person isn't Mayor Eric Adams, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Senator Chuck Schumer, or any New York billionaire. It's Republican Curtis Sliwa, whose voters hold the 11% blocking Cuomo from winning the race. That's very blunt, and I'm sure Sliwa wouldn't appreciate that analysis of the race, but that's the reality. When Sliwa voters are asked about their second choice, 36% selected Cuomo and only 2% Mamdani. That was Thursday through Sunday. I hope they're right. I hope they're right. Monday is the third of 9 days of early voting. Apparently they had 150,000 plus people vote on Saturday in the early voting. 150,000, that's huge. All right. So I called my youngest daughter, who has custody, currently has custody of Roscoe, on Thursday, I guess it was, last week. And I said something to her that I never thought I would say to any child of mine or to anyone ever, no matter what their relationship to me is. And I said, Tina, you have to be sure to vote for Cuomo. I couldn't believe the words were coming out of my mouth. And I know how much he sucks, okay? Everybody who's voting for him knows how much he sucks. SLEWA voters know how much he sucks. But, you know, sometimes you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. That's all I can say. 844-500-4242. Finally read the story about Hochul dragging Buffalo Bills into the tax the rich chant. And she was apparently, I read the whole story now. She claims that when they were chanting tax the rich, and she seemed to be going along with it, tax the rich, tax the rich. She actually thought they were talking about let's go Buffalo Bills. So this is a version of let's go Brandon. I mean, that didn't work. Let's go Brandon didn't work, and let's go Bills didn't work either. It's not, I'm sorry, Kathy Hochul. She is pitiful. Again, this confirms my suspicion. Whatever you get, whatever a Democrat is, whatever any politician in a blue state has succeeded, as bad as the prior incumbent was, the new person is worse. And if someone... So if someone can cite an exception to that rule in the last decade, two decades, I'd be glad to hear it, you know? But I don't think so, you know? Deval Patrick was terrible. Charlie Baker was worse. Mara Healey is worse yet. As bad as Kennedy and Kerry were, I would say that as our two U.S. senators, I would say that Mr. Frosty and the fake Indian are worse. De Blasio was bad. Maybe Eric Adams was a slight improvement or not, or just even. But I mean, this next guy, if it's Mamdani, it's going to be a disaster. It's going to really be a disaster. 844-500-4242. This is one of my favorite. We've got a few more of these EBT queens from TikTok to play. This is my favorite, and I really hope Chloe's going to use this one. This is the really fat one. And as Jared describes her on the cut sheet, is multi-chinned. For she is indeed multi-chinned. Cut 15.
Y'all, if they cut my EBT, I'm walking right out of them stores with every bit of them groceries. Ain't nobody stopping me. $2,000 a month, and they think they gonna take it? Hell no, huh? Good luck.
Hell no, huh? $2,000 a month? How many kids has she got? Mr. Anderson, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Anderson.
Hello, thanks for what you do. I'm a listener and a first-time caller.
Thank you.
I live in Pennsylvania. I had this Vantage C plan for 3 or 4 years, and I always wondered, why does it cost me nothing a month? Nothing's, it's for free. Nothing's for free, right?
Right.
So anyway, all of a sudden last week, I get an email that I've been canceled, and I make $26,000 a year. I'm a senior. I'm not on Medicaid. I don't get EBT. I'm none of these government cuts here or there, and I called. The insurance, I'm on hold, so I just hung up. I went to my congressional district office and had them call. So they're on hold, but at least they keep getting back to us, like every 5 minutes. Say, we're still looking. I don't know how this happened. And we have to go ask somebody else. This took a half an hour. And they finally come back and say, why, he's going to be eligible for that plan. Not that I can stay on it, but I have to reapply. So, you know, I have to be leery. Is this because I'm not registered Democrat? Is this what kind of reason is this? I just don't understand. They're acting as though I'm the only person. We have to look into his thing here. I give him the zip code and everything. They should know how many people were dropped in my zip code in my county.
There was an editorial yesterday in the New York Post, which I'll go over after the break. About these Obamacare subsidies, they're trying to scare people like you, Mr. Anderson. And as the New York Post says, strip away the lies about Obamacare subsidies set to expire this year, and Democrats' main excuse for shutting the government goes up in smoke. Dems claim expiring Obamacare subsidies will send premiums soaring and cost many of their coverage. The truth? Premiums are expected to rise by $1,665 or 20% on average, yet the expiring subsidies only account for 4 of those percentage points or $333. So all these subsidized plans, the money goes directly to the insurance companies, the big insurance companies. Half the people who are getting these subsidies don't even use the plans. Most of them probably don't even know that they have the plans. The money is just shipped directly to these insurance companies that then kick back to the Democrat parties. Federal subsidies are paid directly to insurers, so taxpayers are shelling out billions to companies to, quote, cover folks who get nothing. It's madness. It's madness. Even if the COVID credits expire, and again, this was all written in to the law by the Democrats. The Democrats said, and we're going to have make these subsidies expire because COVID was a fraud, a hoax to begin with, and they wrote it in, and even the Democrats had to figure it was a hoax. They were going to end it in 2025 after they'd won a couple of more elections. So they wrote it in. And now they're saying the Republicans are trying to stop this. Even Jared Golden, this nitwit from the 2nd District in Maine, who's losing to Paul LePage, as well he should, even he's calling him out in the Wall Street Journal, saying this is BS. The Democrats ended these subsidies, not the Republicans. 844-500-4242. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, a single document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and then, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Use my promo code Howie at HomeTitleLock.com and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Please, you do not want to let this ever happen to you. It'll be years of financial hardship and just emotional heart aches if this happens. You'll be worried all the time. Don't let it happen. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself as I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Howie. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Weekday rates from November through April, start at just $199.99. The Nauset Beach Inn is the only lodging available inside the Cape Cod National Seashore. Every room commands a superb view of the great outer beach and the ever-changing sea. Reservations fill up quickly, so book early at NausetBeachInn.com, NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is should Kamala Harris run for president again in 2028? Yes, no, or don't really care?
Yes, she should. It would be great amusement for all concerned.
46% of the audience agrees yes, she should. 29% don't really care, and 26% say no.
All right. 413 says, remember when Obama was elected and we saw videos of people getting, he's going to put gas in my car, he's going to pay the rent and the phone. That's lunatics in New York City. Yeah, I remember it well. Here it is.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you
he
a phone?
Do more.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up if you're on full stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
Hard to argue with that kind of political insight.
It is. It really is. Okay, so this is a woman wearing a leopard hair cap, and this is what she needs her food stamps for. Because again, a lot of them are selling them out on the street for 50 cents, 25 cents, maybe even just a dime on the dollar. But anything, cut 20.
Lashes done, hair done, nails done, toes done, rent paid, car no paid. I just need my food stamps. That's it. And I'm going to get it one way or another. Because y'all taxpayers, y'all got to pay taxes. Bro, if we didn't need food stamps, the government wouldn't offer it. It's not just me being affected. It's millions of families. It's millions of
families.
People. So y'all trying to attack me on the internet, that ain't bothering me.
No, it's not. No, it's not. What would really bother her? She had to go out and get a job. That would bother the hell out of her. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Howie. I got two quick comments. First one is that since you're good friends with our great President Trump, I'm hoping you can suggest to him that he fix the horribly broken Obamacare, and rename it Trump Care forever into the future. That's one thing. And the other thing is, I'm baffled. How the heck, what do people buy for $2,000 a month with food stamps? Unless she's selling stuff out of the back of a van, who can eat $2,000 worth of groceries? And I am on Social Security that I paid into for 45 years, and I make less than what that lady gets for food stamps.
I agree. I don't know. I mean, how do you spend that kind of money? And you know, like they say there's a million Massachusetts people on food stamps, and it's going to cost $240 million. So I would assume that means the average Massachusetts recipient of a EBT card, of a SNAP card, is getting $240. I mean, how many kids do you have to get $2,000? I know you can run it up and keep running it the balance from month to month, but $2,000 a month? No idea. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Okay, we got one more Gimme Girl cut. This is a compilation that runs about 2 minutes. is. This is the EBT recipients are so angry about their welfare being cut off by Democrats, not by Republicans, but by Democrats. They don't realize it, but that's the reality of it. Cut 17.
If you work at a grocery store and you know that the food stamps is not working in November and you see people stealing and you snitch, you deserve to die.
That's right. Trump said all the groceries is free now. That's what I heard. Well, you take from us, we take from you.
It's the fact that Trump think he doing something by not giving food stamps next month, like bitches don't have purses and bags. Bitch, we're going to eat, and we're going to eat good on your dime, ho. Yeah, on the big corporation's dime, because what? Food stamps ain't stopping no mother show. You wait and see how hungry people get and see what the happen.
And if you are that Walmart employee who snitched on that single mother of five for simply trying to feed her kids.
Single mother of five.
Mind your business.
Everybody came into Walmart bum rushing, stealing, like filling up buggies, running out the store, like just putting all the groceries in their cart because he want to cut off motherfucking food stamps.
I will be at motherfucking Walmart with my steel toes on and my motherfucking helmet, and I dare a bitch try to stop me from walking out that motherfucker with my groceries. Baby, I'm 250 pounds solid. Baby, you want to see a human motherfucking bulldozer, baby? Because that's what the fuck I'm going to turn into. If you think you're going to stop me from leaving out that goddamn store with my motherfucking monthly groceries.
I would hate for you to not be able to make it back to your family and for you to not be able to make it back home because you're trying to save these billionaire companies.
So if y'all think the people are the only ones that's going to be losing out this little text message notification y'all sent about us not getting our November EBT, you guys are very mistaken. So this message is also for Walmart, Kroger, Albertson Companies, Publix, Aldi, Costco, and Sam Clubs, and Target.
Y'all better stay the out of my way in these stores. I'm walking out with carts and I'm not paying for Trump, if you won't start looting, it's going to happen. Before my kids go broke as bitch like Jack, I'm going to be stealing like it ain't no tomorrow.
Could any of the fathers be reached for comment? Betty, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Betty.
Hi, how are you? I love your show. First time I ever talked to you. But I wanted to let you know, I'm a recipient of the SNAP benefit because I was disabled a couple months ago. I get $20 a month. You know, I don't mind. That's something. But today I got a text message from the SNAP department here in Massachusetts from the DTA office. And in it, it blames Trump.
Right.
It tells us it's because of changes congressional Republicans and President Trump enacted. They are completely blaming them. That's a state. No wonder why people are freaking out. But one thing people need to remember is that SNAP is not, state does not feed us. SNAP is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It's to help you, not to feed your freaking family. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're right. And again, Mara Healey is claiming she can't come up with $240 million. She has a rainy day fund of $8 billion. She had $3.5 billion, and she's still paying more. She's still paying so much to the illegal aliens that she has shut down the website that tells us how much she's spending every week. It's that bad, Betty. And yet she can't. She has $8 billion that she's sitting on. She's already spent $3.5 billion on Haitians, illegal aliens, all of whom are criminals in one way or another. And she's not going to give you your $20, Betty. How does that make you feel?
Well, the other thing is people are screaming that they're not going to have anything. They're running out and spending their benefits. The benefits that you have currently, like my $20, I actually have like a couple months saved up so that I can buy meats and stuff.
Right.
That money's not being taken from you on November 1st. Whatever you have, you know, if you're smart like me, you use that money appropriately, not to go out and buy junk food. I mean, I understand everybody wants a bag of potato chips, but that's not what that money's for.
Right.
You know, that money is to put, like, meat in my freezer or staples in my cabinets.
Right. It's like they used to tell you when you were a kid, have a little money stashed in a savings account. Now, nobody has a savings account anymore, so, but you just keep a little money on your EBT card. You know, that's the thanks for the call, Betty. I hope you get your $20. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
So, Howie, I have three real quick things. If Kamala runs for president again, I predict that she'll withdraw early again and become the first person to run three times and get zero primary votes. And I'm a glass half full kind of guy, and this is probably about 1% full, but if EBT is shut off for Thanksgiving, the rest of us are going to reap benefits because of the food supply glut, right?
Yeah.
They're going to pay less.
Yeah, you know, there are all these rumors going around that these stores are going to shut down on Saturday because Saturday is November 1st. But most of the time, I don't think the cards get reloaded until like the third of the month anyway. But I don't see this happening. These people are just blustering. You know, that's what the internet is made for, is just for bluster and threats and sharpshooting behind rocks. Nobody's actually going to do anything here. And I'm not even sure it's going to be going on by then. Now that this first big union has cracked, the first big federal workers union has cracked and said, hey, Democrats, why don't you just vote for the clean resolution? That's all they have to do. They've already got three of them have flipped. All they need is five more, five Democrats out of the 43 that are left to do the right thing. I know that's asking a hell of a lot. You know, I mean, especially considering they've already peeled off the three sanest ones. And I wouldn't put Angus King or Gene Shaheen in as a particularly sane. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call. I got to play the John Fetterman cut. This was on, he was on Fox. And this isn't about the shutdown. But he's just talking about how cleaning out the criminals out of the country. Cut 12.
I will never understand why it's controversial to round up and deport all of the criminals here that are in our nation right now. And I'm proud to just agree that we need to secure our border. I don't know why these other kinds of things. And if they want to, you know, run me out of the party for these kind of views, I mean, that's really there. It's up to them. But
yeah, I mean, how can it be the wrong stand to be in favor of deporting illegal alien criminals? Did you see now Maryland man is claiming that he doesn't want to be deported to Liberia? You can't deport me to Liberia. Well, some of these countries won't take him. Some of these other countries in Africa, this is the only country in Africa that will take the guy. He's a domestic abuser, a human smuggler, been on welfare his entire life. He's the scum of the bleeping earth. Who the hell would want this guy other than the Democrat Party? Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, wow. Great to chat with you. Been a longtime listener and used to remember reading about a certain dragon lady that you used to write about back in the day. I just wanted to make a point. I don't understand why Donald Trump, President Trump, hasn't of yet just do a one-on-one, do something at 8, 9 o'clock at night, get up to the podium, I'll be behind the desk at the Oval Office, and explain what's really happening with this shutdown, who caused it, why, you know, the Republicans haven't gone along with this, and just end the spin. Because this is completely out of hand, and I'm concerned it's going to affect the midterm elections that are around the corner.
I don't know about that, Frank. I mean, well, number one, he can't really do much right now because he's in Japan. He's in the Far East. You know, I mean, he can't really do much till he gets back to the country whatever that is, Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know, but you know, I think the Republicans are winning this thing, Frank.
I hope so. But again, as we hear so much of the rhetoric, the blame is being pushed on to the Republicans, and they're not at fault. But we're lucid. We're lucid people and lucid voters. I think there's too many damn of those other types that are just not really understanding who caused all of this.
Yeah, someone just says, I agree with this caller 100%. But, you know, the thing is, if he goes on TV, you know, everybody, the country is fairly polarized. Think about how insane the Democrats are about the ballroom. You heard these women saying he's spending $3 billion in taxpayer money. There's zero taxpayer dollars, and it's only $300 million. But they're just going crazy. If he came out there and said, well, you know, this is all the Democrats' fault, that would just gin them up even more. They'd use it for fundraising purposes. The Democrats have got a lot to answer for here. Something just came out in Virginia. You know, Jay Jones, this guy who's running for attorney general in Virginia, who wants to kill the Republican speaker of the House, former speaker, and watch his kids die and piss on his grave. And this is a guy who was, scammed a judge into giving him a suspended community service sentence after going 116 miles an hour. And then he worked for his political action committee. He's just a real scumbag, this guy Jay Jones. Well, Spanberger, the crooked ex-state congresswoman, she has a bus. She has a campaign bus with a big wrap on it. You know how they do that, the big wrap. And the bus used to have the names of the three statewide candidates in there. And the lieutenant governor candidate is a state senator who's also this crazy foreign woman, basically a naturalized citizen who's all for it. She wants to let gay guys in female nursery schools, basically. I mean, so Spanberger just rewrapped her bus, and she removed her two running mates' names from the bus. With a week to go in the election, she's thrown literally threw her two running mates under the bus. This is how bad it is. 844-500-4242, 774. How are the Republicans winning, at least in mass, if Healey is sending letters blaming Trump? I don't know. All I know is I did a quick reel on Friday about this on the show, and I just had Healey saying it, and then I saying, well, we don't have the money to do this, and I just pointed out $3.5 billion for illegal aliens in the flop houses, and she can't come up with $240 million, even though she's got $8 billion in a rainy day fund. Do you know how many views that has gotten? And again, I'm kind of new to this since we hired Chloe in the summer. We put it together in like a matter of a half hour, 500,000 hits, 500,000 hits. I think people have figured this thing out. 844-500-4242-508. The correction from the left is going to be so radical it will make everything to date seem like nothing. Well, that's why we got to make sure there's no correction from the left. We got to make sure these people stay out of power until the Democrat Party has purged itself of all these nuts. And by the way, how bad was it when they were in control before? They were trying to put everybody in jail. They tried to put Trump in jail. They tried to bankrupt him. They shot him. How much worse could it be? Many of us think of Cape Cod as the place to be during the summer. But you know what? It's super special during the off season too, especially if you are staying oceanside at the Nauset Beach Inn. Book your Nauset Beach Inn getaway today. Weekday rates from November through April start at just $199.99. Overlooking Nauset Beach, the Nauset Beach Inn is the only lodging available inside the Cape Cod National Seashore. Every room commands a superb view of the great outer beach and the ever-changing sea. Nauset Beach Inn is pet-friendly, too, and each room is spacious with two queen-size beds. Off-season weekday rates from November through April start at just $199.99. This is an incredible value. With only 13 rooms, reservations fill up quickly, so book early at NausetBeachInn.com, NausetBeachInn.com, a short drive to a vacation far away. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Ow! 774 says, what site got the 500,000 clicks? It was basically Instagram. There were, I do, most of them I do a lot better on Instagram than TikTok, but we put it on both. I can't figure out how it works yet. Maybe someday I will, but fortunately we've got people who know how it works on the payroll, so it's seems to be doing pretty well. We'll have a new reel this afternoon if it's not already up there all the EBT recipients that we've been playing the cuts from this afternoon. Trump is in the Far East, as you know, and Malaysia, Japan, etc. But he's still tweeting out on Truth Social, and he tweeted out last night. What's worse, the NBA players cheating at cards and probably much else, or the Democrats cheating on elections? The 2000 presidential election being rigged and stolen is a far bigger scandal, all caps. Look what happened to our country when a crooked moron became our quote-unquote president, exclamation point. We now know everything. I hope the DOJ pursues this with as much gusto as befitting the biggest scandal in American history. If not, it will happen again, including the upcoming midterms. No mail-in or early voting. Yes to voter ID. Watch how totally dishonest the California prop vote is. Yeah, they're already finding hundreds of ballots at, like, homeless encampments. Millions of ballots being quote-unquote shipped. Get smart, Republicans, before it is too late. 3 exclamation points. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Long time, first time.
Thanks.
I'm up here in northeastern Maine. I just got a quick little story here on the EBT. I'm in our local convenience store. There's a young lady ahead of me in line. She has 12 cans of Red Bull on the counter. She's making plans with the lady behind the counter to go out to have a good time after the lady gets off her shift. She has a handful of candy bars and some tater chips, and I'm standing there waiting while they're making their plan. So then I watch her proceed to swipe her EBT card to pay for 12 cans of Red Bull in a convenience store, mind you. So it burns my cookies over this, you know, me being a working person. So I spoke up and I said, did you really just buy those with EBT and made a plan to make this certain kind of drink out of them that they were going to use it with?
Of course.
And she turned around and told me to mind my own effing business. So shouldn't this program be overhauled, and shouldn't it be for bread and milk and meat and staples?
Some of the Republican governors, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders in Arkansas, have asked for a waiver or permission from the Department of Agriculture to stop people from buying this kind of crap with the EBT cards. And I think it would be a good thing. I mean, Red Bull. I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody what to drink or eat, but I mean, Red Bull? You shouldn't be using taxpayer dollars for that crap. I'm Howie Carr.